Congratulations, California. You are the country's number one dairy producer, the state that lays claim to having happy cows, but not necessarily happy dairy owners. For many of them, there's been an historic drought, rising feed costs, and growing development pressures, and that means it's getting tougher to make a living, which is why some are selling their herds and heading east to start over. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach explains why.
We have ample land. We have ample clean water because we live above an underground lake called the aquifer.
Willow Hollebeck is the executive director of the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska.
That also means that we have a very stable feed supply because we are the number one irrigated state in the nation.
Hollebeck is one of Nebraska's primary dairy recruiters. She's been going to big farm shows, pitching Nebraska as a dairy destination. California is ripe recruiting ground.
Dairymen in California are being surrounded by population. The price of land or development is high, and so they are really kind of landlocked.
So when you talk about a place with lots of water and open spaces, it gets the attention of dairy farmers like Marty DeHoe.
Connor, come from California, 6115, 1806. I bought from my buddy in Texas, 5469. They came from California.
DeHoe moved his dairy 1,400 miles from Southern California to Eastern Nebraska last summer. He's walking me through one of his dairy barns. There are 500 Holsteins on the farm, but he seems to know each one by the number on its yellow ear tag.
I wrote every single ear tag in here, so I tagged her when she was a day old, you know, born the day she was born. So,
DeHoe is a third-generation dairy producer from the Chino Valley east of Los Angeles. It's one of the most dairy-rich places in the country.
Like our block in Southern California, there's six dairies on 160 acres. There was 4,000 milk cows on 160 acres.
So why would he uproot his family to move halfway across the U.S.? A big reason is the valley that used to be dairy country is quickly becoming part of the city.
Now within a mile, there's brand new housing tracts, and they're putting 7-8 houses per acre. You know, it's the only piece of open dirt available to build on between L.A. and Barstow, pretty much.
So feed for animals had to be shipped in. Manure had to be trucked out, sometimes up to 70 miles. DeHoe started shopping for a new home. He looked at Idaho, Texas, and Colorado, but eventually settled on Nebraska. He's renting the dairy right now, but after the family's California property is sold, he says he wants to build a new farm, and that would be good for Nebraska's economy. Jeff Kuhn is a retired dairy specialist with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Okay, just in the construction costs of building a new dairy, which would go right into the local community, we're talking about $5,000 to $7,000 a cow.
So, for example, it would take $14 to $15 million to build a new 2,000-cow dairy. And a dairy that size takes about 20 full-time workers.
Which in a lot of cases is more employees than a lot of their main street businesses.
With that kind of economic boost on the line, Nebraska has to compete with neighbors like South Dakota, Kansas, and Iowa on the dairy recruiting trail. California remains the country's top dairy state, but Marty DeHoe says for him, Nebraska was a good move.
Yeah, I drive around here and see the fields of corn, fields of soybean and alfalfa, everything's here, you know, and that's what you need.
One drawback, in California, DeHoe was surrounded by dairies. Now he feels a little isolated.
Yeah, one buddy went to Idaho, a couple other dairymen from Northern California went to South Dakota, you know, Iowa.
And here you are in Nebraska. Mm-hmm,
and I came to Nebraska. I didn't know nobody.
And Nebraska is hoping that if their recruiting plan works, he won't be lonely for long. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach.
And Grant's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production.